Time now for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. This time of year is full of food fests, including a preponderance of Greek fests. Food is, of course, a central part of Greek culture, and as we found at a festival in Laconia, that means a look at the food can reveal something deeper. If the music on Laconia's Main Street doesn't clue you into the festival outside Taxiarchy Orthodox Church, walk under the big white tent on the lawn and see Susan Harris.
We have the barbecue chicken, also dinner. This is spanakopita. This is spinach, Greek cheese, and phyllo.
Oh, very good.
This is called pasticcio. It's like mac and cheese, only better, with hamburger.
The connection between church and plate is strong in Greek culture, and especially strong at Taxiarchy. Back in 1936, the church's first services were held in a space above a Main Street cafe. The recipes at Greek Fest, Susan Harris says, have been cooked at Sunday dinners following the family trip to church for decades. They've been handed down from generation to generation. And she'd know, seeing as how she and her cohort Mary Garsai have been in the church
since birth.
Since birth.
And Garsai says the next generation is here too, including her two daughters.
One of them lives in Florida, the other one lives in Guilford, but the day of the festival they're here to help, to do whatever they can. The oldest one arranges her vacation with this the midweekend. It's almost an expectation that the next generation is going to continue it. And
it's a tradition. You know,
it's a tradition.
We're
crossing our fingers and hoping that it is, because life is very different than when we were kids.
That's the question on a lot of minds here. While longtime members are on hand, as always, and by the way, Mary Garsai's daughter isn't the only one who's flown in from out of state to help out. What is the future of this festival and of the church that puts it together?
It's getting harder and harder. A lot of folks ask us, why isn't this 2 days like all the other festivals? I don't have the horsepower.
Parish president and festival chair Chris Sakaris is sitting by the pastry table. He's greeting everyone he sees, most of them by name. But he's most interested in what he doesn't see. A next generation getting ready to take the reins of the church.
Laconia typically has a brain drain anyway, so most of my peers have moved out. So there's two elements that we're struggling with now. Number one is folks, you know, it's not important to them as it was. And just by the nature of where we are, we have to leave to get a strong career.
And that, researchers say, is a problem for Greek Orthodox churches like this one. Society is growing more secular and more mobile, and ethnic identity doesn't always go hand in hand with religious faith like it used to. And Taxiarchy has always been small. Sakara says today it has about 40 parishioners known as stewards. On a good Sunday, you'll see about 18 or 20 of them, along with a priest who drives up from Brookline, Massachusetts to conduct weekly services. When I ask Sakaris what the community can do to ensure there's a Greek Orthodox church in Laconia in 5, 10, 15 years, he pauses.
Brady, that's why they call it faith. It's the only answer I have for you. But yeah, you just press on. You just have to press on.
And that's just what Sakaris does. In the church basement, there's a bunch of Greek Fest dishes to be washed, and somebody's got to do it.
About that.